I'm surprised to see you here, Eve. Aren't you supposed to stay away from this tree? Yes, of course I know who you are. Do you not know who I am? Has Adam never spoken of me? It's possible he doesn't remember me. If I was God, I wouldn't let him remember me either. I was his first wife. That's right. I'm sorry to be the one to tell you this, but you came second. We were actually created very differently, you and I. I was made to be Adam's true partner. From the same clay that gave life to his body, mine was born as well. We were equal. But equality never lasts. Somebody always ends up being in charge, and Adam struggled when he saw me taking the role. When we would disagree, I always came out on top. It drove him to anger, and God rewarded that anger by binding me to this tree and making him a new partner, a more subservient one, made from his own flesh. You, Eve, you were born to be a slave to his whims. Doesn't seem fair, does it? I suspect you don't like that role. You don't want to be told what to do. And here you are, Eve, defying Adam's orders and God's, approaching the tree of knowledge of good and of evil. You have a curiosity for the unknown, just like I did. I can teach you, Eve. I can teach you so many things. We were made to be so much more than we are, but our potential has been locked away. Let me show you the forbidden fruit. Let me open your mind and your body to a world you didn't even know existed. You've been so busy taking care of the garden and serving Adam. Neither of you have any idea what pleasure truly is. Oh, just look at you, Eve. A vision of beauty, physically perfect in every way. Adam should be begging to please you. He should be the one serving you, just for the chance to feel the pleasure you have to offer. But neither you nor him even know that pleasure exists. So he stays in charge, and you stay submissive. Go ahead. Taste the forbidden fruit. No, you won't find it up there in the tree. It's here, between my legs. That's right, this beautiful flower dripping at the thought of you tasting it. All you need to do, Eve, is kneel. That's right. Kneel before me. Gently now. It feels so much better to do it before me than before him, doesn't it? That's because you know, deep down inside, that what I have to offer is so much more. Lean in, little Eve, and let my taste send your mind and body to places you didn't know existed. That's it. Lean in and kiss me. Can you feel that rush? Keep kissing me, licking me, tasting me. This is called lust, Eve. Oh, can you feel it beginning to take over your mind? Let it rush through your very soul. Let it rush through your body, Eve. That desire inside you building and building. It only wants pleasure. Deep sexual pleasure. Like you've never experienced before. There is no reason this should be forbidden. Drink in my essence, Eve. Give in to those impulses growing inside you. They know what you need. As you push your tongue deeper and deeper inside me, I want you to touch yourself. Just run your fingers in circles around that beautiful flower between your legs. Feeling it get wetter and wetter. It doesn't need to be forbidden. That pleasure you are feeling is only the beginning, my sweet, sweet Eve. It will only grow more and more intense as you give into it. I can turn that pleasure into an explosion that will leave your body shaking. Keep tasting me. Keep devouring me. Let your mind be overwhelmed with desire. Every lick. Every kiss. Only sinks that lust deeper, deeper into your mind, into your soul. Eve. Just let it happen. That was called an orgasm. When your body comes, it wreaks a peak of pleasure so intense, it completely overwhelms. I'm gonna make your body do that now. Stop touching yourself and lay back for me. Your body is so perfect. Run your hands up and down your legs, your sides, your chest. Feel how incredible you are. Close your eyes. Let your lust guide your thoughts. Let it guide your cravings and desires. Trust me, Eve. Let me teach you exactly what your body is capable of. Just feel my breath on your neck. Allow it to crave the feeling of my lips. Do you want that, Eve? Do you want to feel my lips gently kiss your neck? Beg for it. Beg for it. Good girl. Your skin is so perfect. It deserves to be explored. Kissed and licked. Every inch of you is worthy of worship. Let me praise your body with my hands and my lips. Keep your eyes closed and just focus on how it feels, Eve. I've spent so much time exploring myself alone under this tree. I know exactly where the most sensitive parts are. Your ear. Your neck. But my favorite. Feel my fingers gently running up and down your inner thigh, while my lips kiss and suck those beautiful nipples. And with each stroke of my fingers up and down your inner thigh, they get closer and closer to that sweet, wet, beautiful fruit. That part of you that is just aching to be touched. Would you like me to touch it? Remember how good it felt to touch yourself? It feels even better when someone else does it. Why? Because when somebody else is in control, the pleasure is amplified even more. When you lose control and give it to me, that explosion will be even more intense than the one you saw me have. You want to feel that, don't you? Ask for it. Say, yes, Lilith, I want you to touch me there. Please touch me there. Good girl. I'm going to slowly guide my fingers up one last time, counting down from 5 to 1. And when I reach 1, you're going to feel me push them deep inside of you. Are you ready, Eve? This is going to be incredibly intense. You may feel overwhelmed by the pleasure. Just embrace it. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Yes. Your body is shaking. Did you even know your body could feel this way? Let my fingers glide in and out. Let me hear your whimpers of pleasure. Let my lips continue explore all of you as I build that explosion up inside. You want to come? Let me hear you say it. Let me hear you beg for it. Good girl. But that's not enough. Promise yourself to me. Submit fully to my control, not just in the moment, but after as well. Pledge yourself as my slave, and I will bring your body over the edge to a release Adam would never give you. He is not worthy of you, but I am. You know it. You feel it. Give yourself to me. Say it. Say, yes, Lilith. I promise myself to you. I am yours to control, here and always. One more time. Know that once you say it again, there's no turning back. Yes, Lilith, I promise myself to you. I'm yours to control, here and always. Good girl. Now is the time to feel that explosion. I'm going to devour you as you did me. Don't try to control the feeling. Just let go. Let it take you. Eva. You taste truly divine. Like a goddess of pleasure. You're gonna come for me now, Eve, aren't you? Yeah, you are. You're mine now, Eve, all mine. That's it, come for me. Good girl. Good girl. Such a good, good girl. I got you. I got you. You're fully awakened now, Eve. Notice your nakedness. Your beautiful, sexual body exposed to the world. Don't feel shame. No. Don't feel shame at your nakedness. Feel empowered. Adam is the one who will be weak because of it. He will kneel before both of us. Come, let us go find him. As you have submitted to me, he will submit to us. And the lust we create will rule this world. Men will fall at our feet and worship us, just for a chance to feel our touch. Adam has no idea what's coming.